Mini test. Part 1. Listen and choose the statement that best describes the picture. Number 1. A.
A woman is lifting up a tray.
B.
A woman is walking down a hall.
C.
Some doctors are looking at an X-ray.
D.
Some doctors are looking at a baby.
Number 2. A.
A dentist is taking off a mask.
B.
A woman is drinking some water.
C.
A dentist is wearing gloves.
D.
A woman is looking in a mirror.
Number 3. A.
The woman is playing basketball.
B.
The woman is playing soccer.
C.
The woman is playing golf.
D.
The woman is playing volleyball.
Number 4. A.
The man is looking at the list.
B.
The man is carrying a box.
C.
The man is standing behind the shelf.
D.
The man is writing a letter.
Number 5. A.
The woman is in the bathroom.
B.
The woman is in the office.
C.
The woman is in the park.
D.
The woman is in the garage.
Part 2. Listen and choose the correct answer. Number 1.
When are you leaving?
A.
I live in New York.
B.
She lives with me.
C.
I'm leaving at 8 o'clock.
Number 2.
Let's get some pizza.
A.
How do you like pizza?
B.
That's a good idea.
C.
Pizza comes from Italy.
Number 3.
The test was very difficult.
A.
I agree.
B.
Yes, it has.
C.
We took a test.
Number 4.
Where did you put the box of tissues?
A.
In the closet.
B.
At 4 p.m.
C.
From Janet.
Number 5.
Is Jennifer at home?
A.
No, she hasn't.
B.
Yes, she did.
C.
No, she isn't.
Part 3. Listen and choose the correct answer. Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following conversation.
Which one is Mary? I heard that she is the new manager.
She's the one wearing the red dress and black jacket. She has long black hair.
Oh, that's Mary. I expected her to be older.
Well, she's older than she looks, you know.
Number 1. Who is Mary? Number 2. What is Mary wearing? Number 3. Why is the man surprised? Questions 4 through 6 refer to the following conversation.
What should I bring to the picnic tomorrow? Do I need to bring any food?
You could bring some sandwiches or a few cookies to share, something that is easy to eat with your fingers.
Oh, that's a good idea. I'll bring some brownies.
Great. See you at 11 o'clock in the morning.
Number 4. What are the man and woman talking about? Number 5. What does the woman want to know? Number 6. When will the man and woman next meet? Questions 7 through 9 refer to the following conversation and menu.
Patricia, we're going out to lunch. Would you like to come with us? We're going to Julio's.
I'd love to, but I can't. I am allergic to nuts. I can't eat there.
They just changed their menu. I think I saw something without nuts.
Oh, really? I'll go and give it a try then.
Number 7. What does the man ask Patricia to do? Number 8. What did Julio's recently do? Number 9. Look at the graphic. Which dish will Patricia most likely order? Part 4. Listen and choose the best answer to each question. Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following talk.
This is my friend Pablo from Spain. He came here 6 months ago. He is here studying Korean and economics at Seoul National University. He speaks Korean very well, and he really enjoys Korean food. He will be going back to Madrid next February.
Number 1. What does Pablo enjoy about Korea? Number 2. What is Pablo studying? Number 3. Where is he going next and when? Questions 4 through 6 refer to the following announcement.
Could the owner of a green and red Daesung Santa Lucia, registration number ST4571, please come to the parking lot immediately? Your car is blocking the entrance. A delivery truck is unable to enter, and this is causing a traffic jam on the street outside the store.
Number 4. What is the problem? Number 5. What is the registration number of the car? Number 6. What should the owner of the car do? Questions 7 through 9 refer to the following talk and menu.
Hello, my name is Sheila Holmes, and I'm a food critic for the Portland Times. I had a great experience at your restaurant. I really loved the dessert, and I would like to publish my review. I'd like your permission to do that. Please give me your response as soon as possible.
Number 7. What kind of work does the speaker do? Number 8. Look at the graphic. Which dish did the speaker like the most? Number 9. What does the speaker say she wants to do?